One down here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-1 ball game. Port Edwards leading. Take another quick look around the scoreboard. There's another first pitch ball on the second called strike. And there's a fly ball hit out to center. And that will be in out. Eric Maka right where he needed to be. For Luke Anderson, second out of the inning. Picking up Jackson Reddy, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Assumption, softball. They're in a good spot so far. Bottom third inning, bases loaded, leading 7-4. Nobody out. So maybe they can make another big run here. As the ball gets past Martinson, runner breaks from first. He'll be in there, no problem, as Massman, as he reaches second on a wild pitch. Assumption Baseball, they're trailing Leva Strom 3-0. Grounder hit to second, second to first in time. And there's your third out of the inning via the 4-3. Not four. The Hornets got on the board. That's one run, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. Port Edwards coming up here in the bottom of the sixth inning, holding on to a 4-1 lead over Alma Center Lincoln. They'll be back here on 105.5 in just a moment.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and storms and a high near 70. Sunny and mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon, high upper 60s. It's 69 degrees right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
Bottom sixth inning coming your way here at Palin Field, where it will be the 5-6-7 batters for Port Edwards. That'll be Hayden Hewitt, Chase Baumgart, and Sam Martinson. Hewitt, he's 1-for-2 in the game, grounded out in the first inning, and he singled in the third and had an RBI, so he's batting .500 on the day. Baumgart, he's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And Sam Martinson, he's 0-for-2 as well with a ground out and a fly out. Hayden Hewitt, of course, as I was saying, leading things off. Got an update from Chippewa Falls. It's a 3-0 game. Cardinals over Rapids right now. Not looking good. Time running out for the Red Raiders and their season. Hopefully they can get things jump-started. As we jump back in here, and first pitch, it's going to be a ball to Hewitt. Second pitch in there, that's going to be a ball as well, 2-0 count to Hewitt. And there is a liner hit to for a single. So Hewitt, he gets his second hit of the game as he's now 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and RBI. Coming up next, Chase Baumgart. As he, again, is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts looking. Chase Paul, he's having a decent game today as he is into his sixth inning of work. First pitch in there, that is ball. couple Hornets were warming up just in case. There's a grounder hit sharply to short. Short to second in time. Fielder's choice stays Bumgart. So fielder's choice reach on Bumgart. 6-4 on the out to Hewitt. One down, setting things up for Sam Martinson. Martinson, he's 0-2, as I said earlier, on a ground out pitcher to first on the second and fly out to second in the fourth inning. Again, when this game is over, get back to listen to some classic country here. Some newer stuff, some older stuff, everything in between. There's pitch in there. That's going to be low and inside for ball to Martinson. And then hoping on Tuesday, some regional, there's some actually sectional semifinal action coming from Robinson Park. Second pitch in there. That's going to be inside as well to Martinson. 2-0 count to Sam. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low. 3-0 count to Martinson. Clouds moving in just a little bit now. Nothing showing on radar, thankfully. There's a called strike there on Martinson. Pitch on the way. Could be called strike. So it's a full count to Martinson. One out, one on. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1 lead for Port Edwards. There's a ball that bounces in, so that will be a walk for Martinson. First time reaching base today for the young man. As Chase Bumgart moves up to second, bringing up Aiden Schumer. Aiden Schumer, he's 1-for-2. He had a strikeout looking in the second, had a single in the fourth, and then was caught in fielder's choice. It was thrown out second to short at second base. First pitch in there, that's called strike. 0-1 count to Schumer. Off night tonight for the Brewers. No ball game to be played. Swing and a miss for Schumer. 0-2 count to Schumer. Foul tip back into the screen. Schumer lives to see another pitch. Hopefully get a early supper and early bedtime tonight. There's a foul coming right towards me, but everyone gets there before I have to move. So that's appreciated. As long as that's the only one that does that tonight, I'm happy. It's an 0-2 count to Schumer. Hanging in there. Throw goes back to second. Second baseman wasn't there in time, so that allows Baumgart to move up. And Baumgart moves up, as that will be, I believe that will be E4. That throw was in time. It was right on the mark. That second baseman just couldn't make the catch. So that error allows Bumgart to move up. Runners on the corners. One out. 0-2 count to Aiden Schumer. He's trying to get another run in for the Blackhawks. Well, the throw picks up over to first. And now that brings back as they move right back to... That was one of the more unique double steal situations that I've seen as they had Martinson picked off. It would be pitcher through to first. Martinson's going to be caught up in there, and that's Baumgart. He runs. Well, if that first baseman, he looks to start seeing Baumgart go, and he throws back to the catcher. That makes Baumgart slam on the brakes. Hightail it back to third. So now we just got two in scoring position for Schumer. One out, 0-2 count. That actually worked pretty well, minus a second steal. You got one, not both, as high hit out behind the screen, so the count goes 0-2. I almost looked in line to hit one of the cars sitting there, and once it went out of the way, it deflected out of a tree. You heard a collective, ooh. People were wanting to see that car get hit. Obviously, the owner probably didn't, but hit. And that's going to be a called strike, and that is the third for Schumer. And that is the second out of the inning, setting up Max Michaels. Two runners on second and third. Two outs for Michaels. As Michaels, he's one for one in the game, had a single in the second inning, and then reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. First pitch in there, called strike. Again, home center Lincoln, they're putting up a good fight today. Obviously, as I said, things are a little heavy in the heart with everything that has gone on, as there's a foul tip back to the screen. And it's quickly 0-2 to Michaels. Assumption's still holding a 7-4 lead over Cochran Fountain City. Pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. 1-2 count to Michaels. Pitch on the way. And that's going to be high. That froze Michaels, but it was off the mark. So the count goes 2-2. Deuce is wild. Two on, two out. Two balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch coming. And swing and a miss. And there's your third out of the inning. Again, no runs. One hit, no one error, and two left. Last call coming. Alma Center Lincoln. They've got three outs to go, trailing by three runs. Be coming to the top of the seventh after these messages. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Last call for Alma Center Lincoln as they trail 4-3 in their top of the seventh inning to Port Edwards. 8-9-1 hitters coming up as Caleb Wiss, he comes up. First pitch in there from Carson Orheim. That's a called strike. Orheim looking to go the distance in today's ball game. Second one in there, and that's a called strike. 0-2 count. Another pitch in there, and that is low, so 1-2 count coming. Pitch high, and that's 2-2 count, nobody out. As Orheim trying to shut things down. Port looks to move on, and there's a swing and a miss. That is the 10th strikeout of the game for Orheim. Brings up Jackson West. He's 0 for 2. Pair strikeouts on the afternoon. Clouds still blocking out the sun. You can tell it's getting later in the day as Orheim, he gets ready to face Jackson Weiss, or Wiss, excuse me. W-Y-S-S. It could be Wiss. It could be Weiss. Tomato, tomato. I do believe it was pronounced Wiss. My apologies if I was informed incorrectly. Pitch in there. 2-0 count to Jackson from Alma Center. Again, big tip of the cap to Jackson, to Alma Center. Very big tip of the cap. Very tough few days for them. Swing and a miss. 2-1 count. One out in the top of the seventh. And there is a hit ball over to Michaels at third. He fires in time to Bumgarte. 5-3 on the putout. Rear second out. One out left in the game. Comes up Luke Fisher. He's 1 for 3, two ground outs, one in the first, one in the third, and then a double in the fifth inning. Luke Fisher trying to keep things alive here for the Hornets. Orheim, he fires, called strike, 0-1 count to Fisher. Fires away is Orheim, and there is a hit ball. That goes over to Michaels at third. He drops it, but he throws on the mark. But that's going to be a reach there by Luke Fisher. I think that'll be an E5 on the play. Brings up Jay Stetzer, who is 0 for 3, two strikeouts, and then he lined out to first, or to line out to pitcher in the fifth inning. Pitch low. Fair ball. Pitch. That's in there. That's a strike. 1-1 count. Pitch. That's a swing and a miss. And you're down to your last strike. 1-2 count. Two outs, runner on first, top of the seventh inning. This is for the game right here, Jay Stetzer. And that pitch is outside, so the count goes to 2-2. Again, a lot of respect here for Alma Center Lincoln. Tough few days. Well, lengthy bus trip. Pitch on the way. It could be high, count goes full. Pitch on the way. Runner goes from first. And that is a called strike 3. And that is your ball game. Port Edwards gets the victory. 4-1. Gonna add up a couple totals here, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap things up here on 105.5 WIRI.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
College Baseball. They lived to see another day as they took care of business here with a 4-1 victory over Alma Center Lincoln. Port Edwards, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Alma Center Lincoln, 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors in the game. Carson Orheim threw a complete game, 11 strikeouts, as he allowed just 6 hits, and they had a very, very good complete game. They got the job done, got the business done, and they will be moving on where they will play either, as we take a moment and try to remember who they play, that'll be either at Blair Taylor, or it will be home against Greenwood. I'd assume that would be Blair Taylor, and we'll go from there. That game will be played on Tuesday as the teams will be hopefully moving on to the next few rounds of the postseason, and we will be keeping track of it here on 105.5 WIRI, the best that we can, bring you the best action that we can, as things really, really led by on the day. Tyler Martinson, he was 2 for 3, scored twice. At Carson Orheim, he was 1 for 3. Hayden Hewitt, he was 2 for 3, a couple singles and an RBI to really lead things for the Blackhawks. Then on the other side of the coin, man, pretty good afternoon there by the Alma Center Lincoln Ball Club. Jace Ball pitched a complete game, and then he also was 3 for 3 in the game with the run scored. Again, looking ahead, we will be hopefully bringing you softball on Tuesday. That depends on how things end up with Assumption, because they will be home hosting against Cochran Fountain City, as they are currently winning 7-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. I'll take one more quick look at two more scores as they go to introduce each of the 7 seniors on this team for the Port Edwards Blackhawks. They're going to be having quite a bit of players leaving to graduation. Assumption Baseball, they're still trailing top of the fifth inning, middle fifth inning, 3-0, as their season is dwindling as we talk here. And then we have one more score out of Chippewa Falls coming up, as Chippewa Falls softball, they are beating Wisconsin Rapids 9-0 in the top of the seventh inning. So it looks like the season is coming to a close for the Red Raiders. So the Assumption, they hold on for this. If they can hold on for that score, they will be the lone softball team left in the area. As if with Port Edwards winning today, they will be playing Tuesday, and that will be a very strong chance of them playing and Lincoln playing. That is if Assumption and Nakusa can't come through with victories today. So with that, again, I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank all the advertisers as they are make these things possible. And thanks for thinking of making these things possible. Seth, back to the studio. Awesome job as always. Always wonderful working with you. And then, of course, for me, Mike Comer, I want to wish everybody a very safe and positive and reflective Memorial Day. If it wasn't for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, we wouldn't be having what we have today, and we won't be enjoying ball games like we got to this afternoon. So for me, have a great weekend, everybody. You can keep listening to great country music here on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Thank you. We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, where it mends or it breaks between a rock and a hard place. For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Between a rock and a hard place, tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks?
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. but nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Plate, I guess that's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend, and slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Oh, son. Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Now, keeping perfect rhythm make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone.
CBS News Brief. AAA says about 44 million of us will travel 50 or more miles from home this holiday weekend. The Seattle Tacoma Flyers are among 3 million or so who will go by air.
I have like an hour almost to get onto my flight, and I'm like stressing out.
Trying to figure out like what checkpoint to go to, what terminal. The line for even checking your bag was really long as well.
Government forecasters are predicting an above normal Atlantic hurricane season. It could see as many as 25 named storms. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
All the ingredients are definitely in place to have an active season. You know, it's reason to be concerned, of course, but not alarmed.
The season starts a week from Saturday. A rough day for Wall Street traders? Well, that would be an understatement. Here's CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks with a look at the numbers.
The Dow took a 605-point dive to 39,065, the worst day of the year for the Dow. The NASDAQ was down 65 points to 16,736.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiz Country.
Winona.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A barn caught fire this morning in Saratoga. Initial reports indicate the barn was fully engulfed in flames, and a small shed nearby also burned. As far as we know, no one was injured. A section of Baker Street that was closed yesterday morning should reopen this afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids. The block between 15th and 16th Street North should reopen by 1 p.m. today. A crew from Water and Light are performing a utility service repair. Traffic is detoured around the area using side streets. The Riverfront Art Center is seeking submissions for their 25th annual Visions Fine Art exhibit. This is an open-themed, open-media, juried exhibit with $600 in cash prizes. Submissions are due Thursday, May 30th and Friday, May 31st, between 11 and 4. The Visions 25 opening reception is June 13th from 4:30 to 7, and work will be on display until Sunday, August 4th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and storms and a high near 70. Sunny in mid-70s Saturday, more rain and only mid-60s Sunday. Starting sunny on Monday, then some clouds and maybe a shower in the afternoon, high upper 60s. It's 71 right now.
Every now in a bad this town, it's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on rain day. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Barking like a dog,
howling at the moon. You'd be mad as I know with him. Up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. Died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
We got a pontoon boat with a Yamaha. People dress like they're in Panama. Small town spring break every weekend around this place. And there's a bunch of boys trying to catch the eyes of all the pretty girls that are walking by. And those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, tan lines and gas station cheap sunglasses. They're coming here from all around to get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee, honey, cotton, a bus. Them south sounds up loud. Some are dripping off of us. From the river bank to the party cold. Long as it floats, we'll rock the boat. And it's all looking up when we get down. Yeah. She take it slow. She's dancing on the dock, and it's only 2 o'clock. Yeah, the fish ain't biting, cause the party's on. Oh man, I'm thinking about going home. But those redneck margaritas are two for one at that old marina. Yeah, they're gonna get a little southbound, unwound. Tennessee honey kind of buzz. Them south sounds up loud. Summer dripping off of us. From the riverbank to the party cove.
slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel.
Turn this town to ashes, cause they ain't never seen nothing like us. I ain't heard loud till we turn it up. I got the wild, you got the crazy. You know that's why I love you, baby. Cause your motor runs just as fast as mine. Pedal to the metal, keep the throttle down all night. Just a little too far. girl, you know damn well. But when they got a good tale to tell, let's give them something they ain't never seen. A little rated R redneck dream. Let's blaze a trail through the dirty south. I'll give them something they can talk about. A little story that they won't forget. Long after we ride off into the sunset, baby, 'cause we ain't dead yet, baby. Ain't scared to ride this train. Make a few marks, leave a few stains. Might slam just a little too hard. Might take it just a little too far. Might burn out like a firework, like a shooting star across the sky. And we may not be around in 20 years, but the show gonna know.
Loving her.